Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, hundreds of mourners packed a Houston church Tuesday for the funeral of George Floyd. Of course, the black man whose death has inspired a worldwide reckoning over racial injustice. His body was carried in a horse-drawn carriage to be laid to rest next to his mother. The issue is what happens as a result of this. Key Democrats now spurn push to defund police amid President Trump's attacks from the AP, including presumptive presidential nominee Joe Biden. It also includes Senator Cory Booker, the Democrat of New Jersey, former presidential candidate, and Representative Karen Bass, a Democrat from California, head of the Congressional Black Caucus. Your thoughts this morning as people mourn the death of George Floyd?
Well, there couldn't have been a more accurate picture of what was going on than that of a policeman with his knee on the neck of Floyd, who was talking about not being able to breathe, and it was murder. The guy murdered another human being, that cop did, and they are representative of a class of people who have gone too far historically, and Floyd was what we call the tipping point. It was that moment when all of the terrible things that have gone on are shown by the action of a single individual. Now, you know, the Democrats, in my mind, I got a letter yesterday from somebody who I thought was quite wrong, saying that defunding isn't what it means. Hey, you say defunding, it means defunding. It means you take the money away. It means you close down things. And, you know, Biden says no. The governor of New York says no. But there are ways to fix the terrible situation that we have, and we need to do that. And the Floyd funeral put a face on that. Now, David, I think that where we're going is positive. I think we have to understand what racism has meant in this country. You know how often I've talked about that on this commentary. But it's one thing to talk about it, and it's another thing to do something about it. And that's what this country is now faced with. If this is going to be a hurricane that comes roaring through and then nothing ever gets done, it'll be just another one of those things. There will be opportunists who try to take advantage of all of this. We know it. And David, we can only hope that the kind of momentum we see building in this country for justice and equity continues. I think it will, at least for a while. I hope nobody messes it up.
Well, and there has been some change already in New York, some significant change as the state legislature and the governor try to rein in police power. The New York State Assembly and Senate approved the repeal of a measure that's been used to shield police disciplinary records from the public. This is the civil rights law known as 50A, which has long languished in the legislature, and a number of other measures that the governor says he will sign, grabbing a hold of the winds of change, as the governor says.
And it's about time. This is really one of the great anathemas of our contemporary supervision of police. Powerful unions say, hey, we got to protect ourselves. It was once described to me about a policeman. He has a record as long from his finger to his elbow. And we're not allowed to say that. So this is so important. You may lose something, but you're gaining a lot by changing that rule. And I think the fact that Cuomo has said, we don't want to defund, but we sure want to reform. Good for him.
He sent me this story this morning. It comes from NBC News. Georgia election catastrophe, it's being described as, in largely minority areas. Sparks an investigation. Long lines, lack of voting machines, and shortage of primary ballots plagued voters. This is a worrisome story.
You know, David, there used to be a song, a teenage song on Fire Island. Who sits for the babysitter where the babysitter sits for me? The answer is, oh, we have to have an investigation. What, these guys didn't know it? The Secretary of State says, I'm going to investigate this, right? Meantime, black and brown people are lined up. They can't get in. They're in a terrible situation, and nobody knows about it. No, we know what this is. This is traditional. The Republicans know that if they can keep people from voting, they're going to win, even by a few points. And so what they do is they make sure there aren't enough polling places. They make sure that there aren't enough people to service the polling places that there are. And they make sure that people can't vote. They do it everywhere they can. That's the technique. This is the United States of America. The peaceful transition of power is supposed to be what is our ace card. And yet, when you look at this and you see what they're doing, you know that this is nothing more than a banana republic, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to win these elections by hook or by crook, and crook is the key word. On a related subject, we see Mitch McConnell 1 point behind in his race for re-election. Along comes Bernie Sanders and his pal AOC, and they're going to endorse a third-party candidate, another Democrat. So what you wonder about is whether they really care about beating McConnell and beating Trump. The last thing in the world that you ought to do is put a third-party candidate up. It'll be a contentious primary, and then who knows whether that person that they're endorsing ends up with a third-party nomination. I don't know if that's the case. I can only tell you this is not helpful to beating McConnell when you have a chance to do it.
By the way, Alan, what do you make of President Trump's tweet yesterday attacking the Buffalo protesters, the 75-year-old who was knocked to the ground by police? We're learning this morning from the New York Times the source for President Trump's conspiracy theory that he was an Antifa provocateur came from One America News, the pro-Trump news network you've talked about on the Media Project.
Every time the president pulls a stunt like this, one gets the feeling that he is putting another nail in his own political coffin. So now we hear that he's going to start these rallies again. He thinks that the rallies were what was helping him. And yet, we open the papers this morning, and we still have a pandemic. And guess what? The numbers are going up. And you know where they're going up? They're going up in the places where we have said we're reopening. Now he's going to put thousands of people in an arena. Right? And the infection rate will go up, and he doesn't give a damn.